Yeah, a little sore. A little sore today, but nothing too crazy. Just a little sore.
What's your level of concern about your availability for the game?
Yeah, not really looking too far ahead. Just kind of want to take it one day at a time. Listen to Greek, and just put as much into each day, getting better as I can. So that's where I'm at now.
That second half was one of the best halves you've played. Is it frustrating after making some plays with your feet that you can play Sunday to maybe be slowed a little bit?
I'm not worried about that too much. I think I think if I can play, I don't think there's going to be any limitations on what I can do. So, it was good for us to kind of find a rhythm, but again, lost the game. So, kind of disappointing in that sense.
Do you have treatment? That's what they got you on
treatment? A little bit of everything. I mean, Greek's got me doing resting, doing some stuff. I'm just, got a lot of trust in those guys, and just working as hard as I can to get better with those guys.
Did you hurt it? And I know you've had some ankle stuff in college. Have you ever dealt with a foot issue?
Yeah, no. It's towards the end of the game. I don't really know when. I kind of woke up the next morning. It was a little sore, but it was totally unrelated.
Do you have any experience with foot issues to give you a frame of reference?
Not really, no.
Were you in pain the end of the game, or did it not bother you or anything?
Just felt kind of funny. Wasn't too painful.
It didn't affect you after that, did it, in your performance?
No.
How is, how has Paxton been coming along?
I think really well. I think, a lot of guys, all the guys have a lot of trust in him. It's kind of been exciting to see from the time he came in the building to where he's at now, how much he's grown. And I think he's doing a really good job. He has been doing a good job, so. I'm sure I'll keep doing that this week. If I can practice, great. But if not, I'm sure Paxton will be just fine.
How many more days in the boot? Do you know yet?
Hopefully not many. We'll see. But hopefully not many. It's kind of a pain in the butt. But I'll listen to Greek and go from there.
We used to ask you when the shoulder was the issue, could you play without practice? Is this different? Because you basically kind of did that Thursday night.
I think I'd be fine. I think at this point in the season, you're not getting too many live reps in practice as it is out there with those guys. So mentally, you got to maximize that aspect as best you can. So I think I'd be fine.
Is the shoulder still a concern for you too?
No.
As a team, you're not facing a stretch where you might need to win out to challenge the AFC West. Is it tough to now be focusing on an injury and not 100% on Jacksonville?
I think all our focus is on Jacksonville. I mean, this is I'm not the only guy dealing with a ding, so that's part of the deal. You got injuries down the stretch towards the end of the year. I'm not the only one. It's something a lot of people have to deal with. So a lot of focus on Jacksonville and confident going into it.
Which foot is it, and does it hurt when you put pressure on it, or is it just more like a dull pain?
Yeah, it's my left foot. It's just a little sore. Just a little sore.
A few more for Trevor. Do you know if it's an injury that you could hurt more by playing, or would that go into a decision maybe taking 1 week off to make sure you're ready for this stretch?
It's a foot sprain, so, that's to the extent that I know. It's just a little sore now, and like I said, just taking it day by day, hoping tomorrow's better than today, and today was better than yesterday, so that's encouraging, and going forward that way.
What are your thoughts on Andy Janovich going to miss the rest of the year now with his injury?
That's tough. My heart hurts for him because he's a good player for us, and anytime you're cutting a guy's season short, that stinks. So, but Andy's a tough guy. I just feel for him a little bit.
Great. Thank you, Trevor. Well, I believe it's open, guys.